concern right across the country that TB numbers and the amount of reactors and breakdowns is increasing. Probably farmers are probably more concerned about now the changes that the department is proposing and bringing in, and I suppose that is definitely looking like it is going to severely impact on financial returns, and that there's going to be lack or less compensation for farmers, and that's going to impact farmers who are affected by TB breakdowns going forward if all these proposals come in. And I suppose we're going to know later on today what exactly it is that they're proposing and bringing in.
There'll be proposals looking at the pre-movement testing of cattle, and indeed any cattle who have been close to a herd where animals have tested positive, they will be coming under very close scrutiny.
Yeah, so there's talk of more pre-testing, and it's been a shorter time where cattle can be sold, and there's talk about restrictions then on animals over a certain age if they have been in a breakdown herd and whether they'll be eligible for compensation going forward. But I suppose I don't want to be alarming people until we know the exact detail, but a lot of these measures is being talked about, and they are going to have an impact on farmers, and I suppose we're just going to know later on in the day what exactly comes out of this meeting. This meeting seems to be overriding the TB form, which was the department and different groups and farm organisations in there negotiating on what was going to happen, but now this meeting seems to be kind of overriding that, and that the department is looking like they're going to push ahead with implementing these issues.